from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. In Syria, violence in Aleppo continued Wednesday after rockets struck a hospital, leaving at least 19 people dead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said diplomatic efforts are trying to extend a partial cessation of hostilities to Aleppo.
And we are particularly aiming to try to restore this in Aleppo, Syria's largest city, where the violence has increased so significantly and is in danger, without a cessation reinstituted, in danger of spiraling out of control.
Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov of Russia and Moscow with UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura indicated a truce might be in place within hours. The UN Security Council is also expected to hold an urgent meeting on the latest violence Wednesday. Kerry also repeated his view that President Bashar al-Assad has no political future in Syria.
If Assad's strategy is to somehow think he's going to just carve out Aleppo and carve out a section of the country, I got news for you and for him. This war doesn't end. It is simply physically impossible for Assad to just carve out an area and pretend that he's somehow going to make it safe while the underlying issues are unresolved in this war. And as long as Assad is there, the opposition is not going to stop fighting him.
And now to Yemen. The UN envoy trying to negotiate an end to the war there said peace talks resumed Wednesday in Kuwait. Ismail Ulchak Ahmed said on Twitter that the talks began after all sides in the conflict agreed to form a committee. VOA News. French police have used tear gas on protesters as the officers evacuated migrants from a Paris school where they had been sheltering for the past few weeks. At least 150 migrants had occupied the school in northeast Paris while it was empty for renovation. Police arrived Wednesday to force them to move, and those inside the building barricaded the doors as a protester sought to block entry from the outside. Meanwhile, the European Union countries may be made to pay fines if they refuse to accept a share of the migrants that had flooded into Europe seeking asylum. A European Commission plan was made public Wednesday as ministers consider the new proposal. It must be approved by member countries and EU lawmakers before it could take effect. In U.S. politics, New York businessman Donald Trump is now virtually assured of the Republican Party's presidential nomination, having secured victory Tuesday in the Indiana state primary election.
We have to win again. We have to know how to win. And we haven't won. We've been losing all the time. We lose with our military. We can't beat ISIS. We lose with trade. We lose with borders. We lose with everything. We're not going to lose. We're going to start winning again, and we're going to win bigly. Believe me.
Meanwhile, his chief rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, decided to end his campaign.
We left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we've got. But the voters chose another path. And so, with a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton lost the Indiana primary election to her lone rival, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, but is still almost certain to be her party's presidential nominee with a wide delegate lead. The combat death of an American Navy SEAL in Iraq shows that despite recent gains against the Islamic State in Iraq, the fight is far from over. That assessment comes from U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Wednesday. Carter spoke at the outset of the closed-door meeting in Germany with its counterparts from 11 countries contributing to the military campaign against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. The European Union's top court has approved new rules requiring plain cigarette packs, banning menthol cigarettes, and regulating the growing electronic cigarette market. Tobacco companies had protested a 2014 EU tobacco directive, calling it disproportionate. But the European Court of Justice Wednesday ruled the directive is in line with efforts to protect public health. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.